Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
We do have to kick things off with the scenes in Dáil Éireann today. With me, Louise O'Reilly, Sinn Féin TD for Dublin Fingal West, and Timmy Dooley, Minister of State at the Department of Agriculture, Food, Fisheries and the Marine Feed of Fáil TD for Clare as well. Minister, this is all very embarrassing, wasn't it?
Well, I think it would be for the carry-on that some in the opposition engaged in.
Oh, I meant Ollie.
I think it looks bad, quite frankly, when you look at the issues that we need to be getting on with. The government has decided to add an extra 8 minutes to the schedule on 2 days a week to give backbenchers access to speaking time to question the Taoiseach. These 8 minutes have not been taken from anybody else. They're added to the schedule. It gives people an opportunity to ask questions. For the life of me, I don't understand what the fuss is about, quite frankly. I think it's an opportunity for everybody to sit down and get on with the really serious stuff. We've many issues that need to be addressed, particularly in light of future issues potentially emanating from the threat of tariffs, etc. We've real good work to do, and we just want to get on with it. We need to get committees set up. We need to start working since the election. And for some reason, elements of the opposition have decided that they're just going to use this as a means to undermine the work of government. It's not maybe surprising, but the behaviour, the carry-on of the shouting and the roaring and the belly-ragging of the Cian Corla, I think was entirely unjustified and doesn't look well in a stable, democracy.
Before I go to Louise O'Reilly on that, what about the carry-on of Michael Lowry giving two fingers to Paul Murphy on video?
Well, I don't know what the context of that was. There's two things. I think that wouldn't be an appropriate response. But I also think that Paul Murphy, pointing a camera in the direction of another member isn't acceptable either, quite frankly. How Michael Lowry responded is a matter for himself. He'll explain that. I didn't see the incident, but I've seen it on online. It wouldn't be necessarily how I might react. There are others that might have reacted differently.
Yeah. Kind of looks like Michael Lowry thinks the whole thing is great crack.
Well, I'm not going to speak for Michael Lowry, but the reality is the real issue we should be looking at here is the shouting and the roaring and the screaming, which is akin to what you see outside Leinster House for people who are unelected and want to raise an issue with the government. This kind of street protest inside Parliament, I don't think serves anybody well, certainly not the people who elected us, not the people who need us focusing on getting stuff done right now. And look, I mean, Louise knows, they're used to collapsing. I mean, we've seen it in the North. The Assembly has been collapsed on a number of occasions for political purposes. Yeah. There was an attempt to do that today. I think it's unfortunate. I think we just need to get on with the business. Okay. We have disagreements. We just deal with them appropriately.
So, Louise, I just wanted to respond to some of that, if I could. And I did listen with something of a smile on my face. Of course, if Timmy's government was actually interested in doing the work that we were all elected to do, the committees would have been formed in February when the opposition wanted it, and indeed his government would have sat for more than 11 days since they were elected. The truth is there is absolutely zero interest in this government. They haven't earned the nickname the do-nothing government for nothing. In fact, they have earned that nickname precisely because the only thing that interests or excites them is the legislation that they wanted to ram through to somehow designate people members of the opposition and government at the same time, and also the legislation that they wanted to ram through to ensure that they had additional junior ministers and that that there was more money made available to pay them. So please, Timmy, do spare us the faux outrage. what happened and what has happened since Micheál Martin tried to pull a stroke, and that's effectively what he's doing. And Irish people aren't stupid. They see that. They see this exactly for what it is. To attempt to designate the people who negotiated the programme for government, rambled out to the plinth and with their hand upon their heart swore that they would back the government in good times and in bad, and then to somehow claim that those same people are members of the opposition is a farce. And there isn't an opposition with worth its salt in any parliament in anywhere in the world that I can think of that would put up with that sort of carry-on. And indeed, the Ciaran Corla made her ruling on it. In fact, we were standing up for
respecting the Ciaran Corla. But is this the way to make yourselves heard today? Well, literally screaming and shouting.
There was an expression of frustration, absolutely, because the opposition, the united opposition under the leadership of Mary Lou MacDonald, had tabled an amendment to the government motion that wasn't debated today. There was an attempt made to ram through, as I said, this utter farce, which is to designate people who are government TDs somehow as opposition, and you know, to try to attempt to hide behind.
But
their
and I go back to Jimmy Dooley on this, and listen, he'll disagree with this suggestion possibly, but I would think lots of people listening to this would agree with you to a degree. It is a farce, and there's something of a stroke at play here. Mm. At the same time, they're kind of sick of the whole thing. And that they'd have been just as embarrassed by opposition as they would have by government today.
Karen, I can tell you, I was in my advice clinics yesterday in my office in Balbriggan, and I didn't leave it till it was after 8 o'clock. And I saw plenty of my constituents, and many of them raised it. And what they said was, you can't be in government and opposition at the same time. And they wanted to see the opposition standing up for what is right. And that is what we did today. You cannot be in opposition and government at the same time.
You think
time.
People will be proud looking at that today of how the opposition acted?
I think people will share the frustration of the opposition at having this legislation absolutely rammed through with no chance to debate the opposition amendment, which, you know, would have provided actually for extra time. But the government weren't interested in that. And the big question that remains, Kieran, is why are this government so prepared to go to so many extraordinary lengths to keep Michael Lowry close to him and to protect him? And we want the deal published. Of course we do.
Can I put your own logic to you? You said, listen, it's only 8 minutes a couple of times a week. You make that point to opposition. Why not turn around and say that to Michael Lowry? That's only 8 minutes a couple of times a week. It's practically insignificant. If it's so insignificant, Michael, just forget about it and we just get on with
Lowry. It'll benefit other members who are part of that group, Matty McGrath, Carolan Nolan. It'll facilitate government backbenchers, where I've sat on the benches for many, many years, both in opposition and in government.
But your logic and the logic of others in government is this is kind of nothing. They're making a mountain out of a molehill. If it's such a molehill, why are you dying on it? Of all hills to die on, a molehill?
Hang on a second, though. But there's a logic to this. Why should Sinn Féin or the opposition dictate to other members of the House who are equally elected, who have a mandate, because you support the government, you don't get to ask questions after Taoiseach? Now, yeah, Louise will be familiar with this the Assembly.
You're after cutting Taoiseach's questions in half. Two sessions, 45 minutes each, is now down to one. That is a prime opportunity for your backbenchers to ask questions.
Plenty of opportunity there. And they haven't been able to do it in the format that was there. And you know in the Assembly in the North, it works really well. Everybody gets to ask questions. I know the system's somewhat different, but everybody gets to.
It is different, Timmy. So let's talk about the Parliament that you and I have just left.
I'm happy to talk about it, but I also recognise that people who have an electoral mandate are entitled to be treated fairly and equitably. And I think, wherever the origins of this debacle is, it actually has awakened a situation
where the origins of the debacle is a good old-fashioned stroke.
But Louise, there's no stroke. And you're using emotive language, ramming it through. You know why the amendment wasn't debated? Because your colleagues, Piers Doherty in particular, was ready to burst a blood vessel, shouting and roaring across. Matt Carty, the same carry on. They didn't even hear the opportunity for their amendment
There was definitely an expression of frustration across the opposition today. Absolutely, yeah, there was.
I know. But and when the cameras go off, the lads start smiling. Come on, Louise, you know the game.
There was no game being played. What there was, effectively, was us standing up for what the Ciaran Corla had said. And the Ciaran Corla, in her ruling on the 4th of February, made it very, very clear that the deputies that Timmy has referred to cannot be designated. So Lowry and his gang cannot be designated as members of the opposition.
And they're not being designated as members of the opposition.
But
other
today.
People are being allowed
and
to speak.
Furthermore,
let me finish.
Furthermore, the government chief whip took to her feet at the end of January and gave a commitment that the resolution of this issue would be one that was acceptable to both the government and the opposition. Now, how do you get a resolution that's acceptable? You sit down and you debate, but the government shut that debate down.
20 hours of talking.
Yeah.
You didn't want the Dáil Reform Committee
and the government said, that's it, no more talking, we're ramming through our legislation.
Do you know what's interesting as well? I found the language used, so kind of Lowry and his gang and ramming through... an amendment on speaking rights and stroke politics. You keep describing what we saw from the opposition today, Louise, as an expression of frustration. I mean, it was screaming and shouting. That's what it was, wasn't it?
Well, the attempt was made.
But wasn't it screaming and shouting?
The attempt was made today.
But that's
the
yes or no. It was screaming and shouting.
While at the same time, a member of the government, effectively Michael Lowry, was given two fingers to the people in the opposition.
How do you suspect a teacher would react if there was screaming and shouting in the class and the student said, well, this is simply, miss, an expression of frustration?
I would expect that a teacher would
tell him to shut up.
His or her pupils with respect and would listen to them and would give them a chance to speak. And indeed, if they had tabled a motion, would ensure that that motion was discussed
and considered. There were 20 hours of talking, and yet you were never going to agree to a position where backbenchers in our parties were going to get an opportunity to speak.
No, we
twice
actually
a week.
Proposed.
In fact, if you look at the number,
look at our amendment,
there's about 60. I did. There's about 60.
Okay,
There's about 60 people. There's about 60 people that will benefit from this. It gives them one shot over the course of a year. Like, this was straightforward, Louise. Now, I know you've trumped it into whatever, and it gives you an opportunity to scream and roar and shout, and that's fine. You can do that. But I don't think that does anyone any service, particularly those that have elected us, that want us to get on with the serious issues, of which there are many. And we need to get back to business. We can't be, as was done in the North, collapsing the Parliament every time, you know, for political expediency purposes that Sinn Féin decide to pull the plug. We need to move away from that, carry on now. I mean, we're trying to attract investment into this country, as we have done on many occasions. The one thing that's really important is about having a stable political system. The carry on today.
Yeah,
now,
honestly, you're shielding Michael Lowry, and you're talking about stability and a stable electoral system.
It's about
you're
stability.
You're putting your own reputation on the line
with
for Michael Lowry,
Louise,
to me. I would not do that.
If the kind of footage that was seen today was, you know, spread around the world, it would shine a very negative light on our political system. It will impact on the work of the IDA and others who are attracting foreign direct investment in here and supporting the creation of jobs and the continued investment.
As I've said already, Kieran, if this government were interested in getting on with their work, they had plenty of opportunity to do it. They've sat for 11 days since they were elected.
The reason, as good reason rather, that my wife's a mediator and I am not. Anyway, Louise O'Reilly, Sinn Féin TD for Dublin Fingal West, Timmy Dooley, Minister of State at the Department of Agriculture, Food, Fisheries and the Marine, Fianna Fáil TD for Clare. Thank you both very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
Join me, Dr. Panico, with Cindy Lauper and Chef Michelle Bernstein to talk about plaque psoriasis and psoriatic arthritis, the potential connection and risk of developing permanent joint damage.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis 300 mg dose and adults with active psoriatic arthritis 150 mg dose. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur.
Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or cosentyx.com/Cindy.